When Chester Hubble Byron School closed, the parents were free to send their kids wherever they wanted to go. And they could go to Superior, Deschler, Hebron, or Belleville. And when Cindy was working in Belleville at the time, and the kids were still in grade school, we decided to send our kids to Belleville. Well, we lived in Nebraska, and the school bus wouldn't cross the state line. So we had to take them across the state lines, 4 blocks into Kansas, so the bus would pick them up. So every morning, Cindy would be gone to work, and I'd load the kids up in the pickup or the car and take them into Kansas and wait for the school bus. And every morning, the Belleville radio station, the bus would always come about 7:15. And every morning on the Belleville radio station, which our sermons are presented now on KR92, and they always had food for thought. And it was always a message that I believe Pastor John Immler, I believe was his name, would give a spiritual message or a Bible verse and ponder on that. And it was just something that the individual could think about during the day, and the next day he would have a different one. So today, this is my food for thought for you, not only today, but through the week and till Pastor comes back on Sunday and presents another tremendous message. So this morning's passage is from Luke chapter 7, beginning with the first verse. It's entitled, "The Faith of the Centurion." When Jesus had finished saying all these in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion servant, whom his master vaguely valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with him. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself, a man under authority, with soldiers under me, I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does this." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such a great faith, even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your praise, our rock and our salvation. Amen. New Year's Eve, I was watching TV and I was trying to find something good to watch, something interesting to watch. I watched the local channels. I didn't find anything interesting there. I turned to the sports channels. Surprisingly, there wasn't anything there. As I kept going through the guide on the TV, I come across two movies that were playing back to back. And many of them you might have seen or heard of them. The first one was God Is Not Dead. And the one following that was Facing the Giants. Each one of these two movies had people in them. The freshman student in God Is Not Dead and a Christian coach in Facing the Giants, which is about a football team. They both were the lead characters in these movies, and they both had something in common, and that was that their faith in the Lord was not altered. It stayed firm. Hebrews 11, chapter 1, Verse 1, chapter 11, verse 1, explains faith in this way. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I take that as that we can hope for all different things, but we don't see it. As we get to farmer planting season, farmers plant the seed, and they hope that the crops will come up. Housewives put together meals, and they hope it'll be pleasing to their husbands and families. If you go to the dentist or the doctor, you hope that everything will be okay, praying that nothing bad will be wrong. I found out in being, I baked a few things when I was in high school, that if you don't add the right thing, it won't turn out. Baking soda and baking powder, you can mix them in a cake. The cake will bake, but it's not what it's supposed to be. It's edible, but because I did eat it. But it's faith that we look at and not can't see. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 puts it, we live by faith, not by sight. We put our faith in the Lord. We can't see him, but he's there. The freshman student had his faith tested in God is not dead the whole movie long. He was tested by his professor that God was dead. God did not exist. And the freshman student decided, no, he stuck by his guns. He said he held on to his faith that God is real. And he set out to prove the professor wrong. The student lost his girlfriend because the girlfriend thought that she was more important than God. His parents didn't want him to continue with his class because it would make a bad grade, or he wouldn't make the grade and flunk and not succeed in going to college. Romans 10:17 reads, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. We get that opportunity every Sunday when we come to church and listen to pastor, or we go to other churches, or we listen to pastor's message on the radio. We also have that opportunity every time we're at home. We do our daily devotions. We pick up the Bible. We read the Bible. We go through that every day. We can strengthen our faith in this way. In our hymnal, we have many hymns that have faith associated with them. Great is thy faithfulness. My faith has found a resting place. Faith of our fathers living still. My faith looks up to thee. We sing these songs, but do we actually read or understand what the words are saying? One of my favorite hymns is My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. And I'd like to read that first stanza for you here. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We can build our faith on knowing that Christ is solid. He won't sink. He died on the cross for us. Our faith is tested every day. We go about our daily work, our jobs, going to coffee, going to dinners, people question our faith on why our faith is, why we do what we do. In Revelation 2, verse 10, it says, "Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life." That's what we're all striving for, is that we know we're going to face persecution, we're going to face ridicule day after day, but we need to hold on to our faith. A sign I seen recently read like this. It said, "Faith. It does not make things easy. It makes things possible." The football coach in the movie Facing the Giants stressed this on his players. He stressed, no matter what you do, give 100%. Do your best. And what will be, will be. We should do that as Christians, that no matter what happens, that is what we should strive for. Mark 10, verse 27 says, "All things are possible with God." And with God's help, we can accomplish these things. We can overcome the adversity that we're faced with day after day. There was an entertainer that was interviewed, and they asked him, "How do you stay so positive?" And his answer to that was, "You have to have lots of faith. Faith in God's plan that He has laid out for you. And trust in that plan that He has laid out." These are wonderful things that the Lord has given us. This food for thought is something that I've thought about since I approached Pastor. This is like a fast food serving of food for thought. There's just two things I would like to leave you with. First one is from Proverbs 3, verse 3. And it says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart." And in Jude, verses 20 and 21. "But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in the most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life." As we go about our daily lives, not just today or this coming week, but in the future, let us hold firm to our faith and trust in the plan that God has laid out for each and every one of us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the plan you have given for all of us. Strengthen us in the faith in you, not only today, but every day as we go about our lives. We ask all of these things in your holy and precious name. Amen.